This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist with Nebraska Extension for Dodge and Washington counties. Many soybeans are growing fast and already in full bloom, or in the R2 growth stage. At this point each year, agronomists and growers start thinking about fungicide applications to their soybeans. In Nebraska, typically foliar diseases in soybean can become evident later this month of July during the beginning to full pod stage, also called the R3 to R4 growth stage. So we definitely have some time to start evaluating the need for a soybean fungicide application. Therefore, I want growers to make the following set of lists. First, create a list of the varieties planted and what fields they were planted in. Second, create a list of the frog eye leaf spot susceptibility ratings for each variety you planted. Contact your seed dealer for assistance if needed. Third, create a list of soybean fields following soybeans or soybeans following numerous years of corn. Fourth, create a list of tilled and no-till fields. Fifth, or lastly, create a list of which fields historically have had foliar diseases like frog eye leaf spot and brown spot. If you don't have this list, start creating one this year for future use. Now that these five lists are completed, create a new list that prioritizes the fields with higher risk for foliar diseases that need to be scouted first and more frequently. Higher risk fields would include those with the history of the disease, no-till, soybeans planted more frequently in the rotation, and so when soybean varieties that are susceptible to the disease of concern. For example, a no-till field rotated to corn soybeans with a high incidence of frog eye leaf spot the past two soybean growing seasons and that was planted this year to a more susceptible variety to frog eye leaf spot based on the company ratings is a higher risk field. This would be the first field that I would start scouting and scout more frequently. If there is not much frog eye leaf spot later this month during the R3 to early R4 growth stage in this higher risk field for frog eye leaf spot development, then it is likely that other fields with lower risk don't either. Growers should scout each field, but I know this is difficult for some growers. Use the foliar disease field risk list that you created and scouting to drive your decision to spray a fungicide. Lastly, fungicide resistance is a growing problem. Iowa State confirmed in the 2017 growing season that the pathogen that causes frog eye leaf spot had resistance to the Strumbularin fungicides or Group 11 code fungicides. Growers are encouraged to use a fungicide with dual, such as a 3 plus an 11, or multiple modes, 3 plus 7 plus 11, in terms of having multiple actions to control diseases like frog eye leaf spot that are developing resistance to certain fungicides. To listen to this radio message again and to get more information, you can visit our local website at croptechcafe.org or give me a call at 727-2775. Know your crop, know your tech, know your bottom line. This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist for Nebraska Extension on KTIC Radio.